All this week, we're asking you to sit back, relax, grab a coffee and join us over the air to raise funds for this year's East Coast FM Wicklow-wide Coffee Morning. This year might be different, but the need to raise funds for the vital cancer support services in our county and the Wicklow Hospice is greater than ever. All throughout the week, we'll be hearing about the work the cancer support centres in Wicklow and the Wicklow Hospice do from cancer patients, survivors, family and the people who make it all possible. Emma Darcy was diagnosed last November with stage 4 inflammatory breast cancer. Emma describes Arklow Cancer Support as guardian angels during her journey so far. Emma spoke to Laura Wood from Freshly Squeezed and started by telling her about her cancer diagnosis.
I was diagnosed last November in 2019 with stage 4 inflammatory breast cancer. So it was very sudden. And it came on literally overnight. It's a type of breast cancer I'd never heard of before. There's no lump associated with it, but there is a change to the breast itself. So I had gone to the GP and was referred to the breast clinic in St. James's Hospital. And after tests and scans, it was confirmed with stage 4. And this particular cancer is only ever diagnosed with stage 3 or 4. It's quite aggressive.
Right.
So I was in the process of actually moving from Kildare back to the home in Wexford at the time. And when I was diagnosed, and at the time, then I was referred to the Arklow Cancer Support Centre for counselling. And that's kind of where I kind of came into contact with the guys there.
So what a shock. And
yes.
I mean, how did you feel? Can you even put it into words what sort of happened to your world when you heard those words?
Yeah, so your world kind of goes upside down. It was a bit of a process for me because it obviously takes time to have the tests done. So initially when I went in, the type of breast cancer I have, it displays as an infection. And so they thought initially it was mastitis, and nothing showed on an ultrasound. It actually took a mammogram to confirm that there was something there, and then a biopsy. So I kind of knew from the kind of early stages that something wasn't right. So the word cancer had been used, but then as the process, it took about 6 weeks from start to finish to have the scans and then to meet the consultants. At every stage, you're kind of hoping for the best case scenario. Like, I was very upfront with it, and I kind of knew at the beginning, it's going to be cancer, but I didn't realise what type of cancer, or that there was more than that type of breast cancer. And then obviously when I had discovered that it had spread from the breast and the lymph nodes to the spine, that's, I think, when your whole world turns upside down. I am married with a 3-year-old little boy, and the average life expectancy of someone with my diagnosis is about 5 years. So it was trying to come to terms with that, I suppose, and trying to, I suppose as any parent or any, especially a mammy, I was devastated thinking, oh, the first that I'm going to miss out on. So it kind of takes your breath away initially when you're told about it, yeah.
It's extraordinary.
Yeah.
Obviously, you pull from all different areas of your life for support and help. So where were your ports of call?
So first of all, I suppose my husband, he was amazing, and family. And then I put a lot of trust in the hospital and my medical team, and they are amazing. And I don't really put a whole lot of weight in guardian angels, but if I did believe in them, the medical team and the Arklow Cancer Support Group would be mine, because I genuinely don't think I would have been able to cope with the diagnosis or try and get through the treatment alone without the support of the Arklow Cancer Group.
Wow.
So I'm very, very grateful for both, for everyone's help, of course, but specifically the medical team and them. Because you have to have a lot of trust in them. Yeah.
What have Arklow Cancer Support been able to do for you?
So Mary, Melinda and the whole team down there, they were able to give me counselling, provide me with weekly counselling, and it's that, Laura, that has really, really helped me get through this and come to terms and accept the diagnosis that I have. I went through 5 rounds of chemo and finished that in March, and now I'm on a continuous treatment basis of every 3 weeks of antibodies. So each round, even though it's not chemotherapy, it's still different. It brings on different side effects and nothing's guaranteed physically how you're going to feel. And being able to speak to someone in the counselling and have to be able to let that off your chest and to just have a safe space to be able to talk to them about your own fears and your own anxiety and that, and to be reassured has just been absolutely amazing. Like I don't have words to express the gratitude I have for them.
When you see a situation like yours and you're crying out in need for someone to listen and for someone to be advised and just be a listening ear, that you realise how much these cancer support services in Wicklow mean to people and how they are literally invaluable to people's journey with cancer.
Oh, completely. And I was very ignorant prior to my diagnosis. Yes, I'd had extended family members that had gone through cancer treatment, but you don't realise the services that the cancer support groups, all of them provide, specifically ARCLO for me, but you just don't realise the supports that are there in place. And even down to like having drivers driving you to treatments, I would never have thought that it existed. Mm. And these are people that are volunteering their time, they're giving up their energy and space to help people that they don't need. And it's really an amazing thing when you think about it, but I don't know how anyone goes through a cancer diagnosis without having that external support that they can provide.
How are you now on your journey, Emma?
Yeah, I'm okay. As I said, I'm in treatment every 3 weeks, so that's fine. And then I get a scan every 3 months to make sure, at the moment, the bone cancer, as the professor, the consultant likes to say, is asleep. So we're hoping to get as long as we can for it to sleep, and then we'll just deal with it when it really pops up again. But at the moment, I'm doing really well. I have my little boy at home with me full time, so it's great to have that distraction and to get as much time in with him now while I'm feeling well. So, yeah, I'm very grateful.
If you would like to donate to the East Coast FM Coffee Morning, text EAST to 50300 or donate online at eastcoast.fm. Text costs €4. The Wicklow Cancer Support Services and the Wicklow Hospice will receive a minimum of €3.60. Service provider like charity.